Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so pleased to say, thrilled and honored to tell you that my guest tonight is an actor you know from Beetlejuice, Batman, and Birdman. He now stars in and executive produces the new limited series, Dopesick. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Michael Keaton. Good to see you again. It has been four damn years since you've been here.
Is it really?
It's been 4 years.
Five or six. But...
Oh, yeah. Well.
All right.
Yeah, but it's nice to see you again.
No,
how
it
have
is
you been, Michael Douglas Keaton?
Right, very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
And it is so nice. This is great. I've only been to New York a couple times since pandemic.
A real audience.
Yeah.
Live Broadway
it's so
audience.
So nice, man. And every time I come here, the first thing I do, you've been on a plane. It's one of the great walking cities in the world. So
yeah.
So I was hit the ground running, go out, take a walk and walk around. And there's never once for me has there been a time where I went, I was all right. So there's always something. So last night, I'm out for a little jog, a little run, and I come around the corner of downtown, and I see, we're all used to this here in the city, I see a couple of rats.
Sure, living their lives.
I like how calmly he said, sure, of course, Mike. Yeah, so I see a couple of rats. Interestingly, my first reaction was to put my mask on. I swear to God, I was going, oh, gee, I'm sorry. And I'm like this. Like, because you're going to say, no, it's about you. It's about protecting you. No.
I don't want you to get COVID from me.
Yeah.
You could have a family or someone who's immunocompromised back in your den.
Right. You're yelling down a sewer going, no, really, I'm sorry if I offended you.
Yeah.
Rats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so there's, it's always just so fun to come out. And I'm going to ask you this question. Isn't it amazing when you're out in the street, I'll bet this happens to you, how you have one of these on probably?
Yeah, sure. When I'm out, not on stage.
How often you're recognized?
Well, if I don't talk and I wear sunglasses and a hat, I'm cool.
Really?
But if I talk, people go, hey!
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Or whatever, however they recognize
you. You got the eyebrows. You got this, like,
because
you got those baby blues and the eyebrows, and people go,
I know. Plus, I have the Michael Keaton hat that I wear.
Yeah.
No, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With an arrow pointing down here, but
and lights.
Yeah.
So I'm always kind of fascinated by this, and I don't know how they do it. And I'm out, and the New Yorkers are the greatest because they'll always yell. They're just excellent at how they're obtrusive and unobtrusive at the same time. The best guy, Maggie, and then he'll like quote a line or love you or something. And then they just go on with their lives. They're not going to, they don't really care.
They got things to do.
Hey, places to go, things to do. And it's just the greatest. So all you got to do is, hey, what's up? And then that's it. So I don't know how, I can't figure out how people see me or recognize me, because, and when you live in a place, a warm climate like Los Angeles most of the time or other places, you don't need a lot of stuff. But when you're in a colder city, Chicago, New York, whatever, you have a phone, you have a mask, you have stuff, and you're always getting it at subways and,
when
a
LA,
car
you're in
here.
Your car, so you don't see as many
And you
people
just get
that
out, you're in a pair of flip-flops, you move, you got nothing. They hear their things. Therefore, and I'm very guilty of this, more things to lose or forget,
Like, in New York?
Yes, okay. or Chicago, whatever, because you're going, So I finally realized a lot of people recognize me now when they see me here by this. Yeah, it's become that bad. The guys will yell, again, you know.
We have to take a break, but stick around. We'll be right back with more Michael Keaton.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
We're talking before you came out here, and obviously you've had an amazing and storied career.
Yeah.
He remembers you like you're his Batman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And yours, I think.
What?
And yours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
You think? Come on.
Yeah.
It's still the gold standard.
Yeah.
Still the gold standard.
Yeah. Except if you've, I'll tell you a great version, and that is if you haven't seen it or heard it. Will Arnett's Lego Batman is really
it's pretty damn
funny.
Good.
Really funny.
It's pretty damn
like,
good.
Like, really funny.
The word is that you are going to reprise your role as Batman. Do you think you could still fit into the original suit?
You did.
You've already done it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they have to let it out or anything?
No.
Come on, it's 30 years ago. Really? You still?
Svelte as ever, man.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it the same?
Same dimension.
Same dimensions,
or
new suit,
same fitting.
New suit.
Same,
how did it same. How did it feel to be the?
No, it's great. It was
yeah,
great. Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, there. I don't know how many there are. Like 77 Batman.
Something like that. Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. They think they probably should form their own union.
Do you guys? Is there? There've been so many. Is there like a Batman club? Do you guys hang out someplace? Like
I don't
and
know.
Pattinson
I don't
or anybody
know.
Like that?
I see. There's one I forgot. He's probably good. I don't know.
He's next. He's next up.
I haven't seen it. I don't.
Do you hang out with any of them? You and Clooney?
Not until the union's formed. No.
Okay.
Until we get down to the union hall.
The young people out there may not know my image of Michael Keaton before this is that you're this particular like dynamic, frenetic, comedic actor.
Yes.
And I want to know who are your comedic heroes? Who were the people that you were watching
that
you wanted to be?
I don't know about you, but that's too tough. That's too I always go on what category? Like there's no one who's not great.
A comedic actor
like
is
American,
one.
You know, like Young Frankenstein. Everybody's unbelievable. You
yes.
know? And then if you look for like originality, you know, Andy Kaufman. There's nobody more artistic than what Andy. I was a huge Albert Brooks fan. You know, maybe the best comedy show, stand-up show I ever saw was in the late '70s in the Troubadour in L.A. was Steve Martin, which was just unbelievable. Right? You know, unbelievable. I'll tell you somebody. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you who's really funny, really funny.
Okay.
Like kill, like stop funny. You're killing me. Mike Pence.
Dry though.
No, I'm telling
dry.
You. Yeah, but he works blue. Mike works blue.
Really? Does he?
No, it's like Mike. Honest to God, stop. You know, because your side's hurting and stuff. No,
sure.
Just, oh man, yeah, it's funny. And by the way, damn good dancer.
Yes.
Yes.
Also,
no.
Cool dudes to kind of be with, you know.
Oh, total.
Yeah, he's a great hang.
Total hang. Him. Oh, well, as a matter of fact, you know. By the way, not a bad rapper. Yeah.
Really, Mike Pence.
I mean, not like
he has bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like Tucker Carlson or anything like that. But no good. And these guys, you know, like guys will follow the dead. You know, deadheads will follow.
Sure.
These guys love Wu-Tang Clan. Love them, man. Yeah, Mike
Pence is following.
Yes,
the
Mike Pompeo, all those guys. Yeah,
wow, I did not see.
I was over there one night, and those guys were hanging out, and Rudy, you know, and they were having fun. You know, what's odd is Mike doesn't really drink, which makes it all the more like kind of unsettling. That he acts like this, but he was twerking, and
baby got back. I know that about
Mike
Pence.
Well, on his back, he's got a huge tattoo on his back.
Of
I don't know, it's like uncomfortable. It says like come and get it, bitch, or something like
right there.
I like seen, a little medallion, you know, right in his, right on his, right on the,
yeah,
old,
right across the back. And to be, yep, fair, I think it said, "Bitch, but come and get some of this," or something like that. Something like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they all follow. Type. Yeah, but wow, funny, man.
Well, we have to take another break, but don't go away, because we're going to be right back with more Michael Keaton.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're here with America's sweetheart, Michael Keaton. The new project called Dope Sick.
Yes.
Which you star in. You're also executive producing.
Yes.
And it's on Hulu.
Yes.
It's about the opioid crisis and how it affects this one town. And you play a doctor within the town.
Well, it's not just the town. It's the region. It's the country. It's everything. It's based on this book, Dope Sick, by Beth Macy. A great book. And a little depressing, but eye-opening, to say the least. And it's a limited series, 8 episodes. And it's also about how Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers family, who, it's really good. I gotta say, you know, Barry Levinson directed the first 2 episodes, and I never worked with him, but I really like him a lot. And we talked about doing stuff together. It's tough, you know. It's brutal, and you know everybody has a connection with it now. By now, you know somebody,
yeah,
who knows somebody.
Pretty much everyone in the United States has somebody. Seen, knows somebody.
So
who,
yeah, it
knows
starts
somebody,
on Hulu.
Yeah.
It's good, really, really good.
We have a clip here where you're giving testimony. Can you tell us where we are in the series?
I don't know which
here?
Clip it is. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's discover it together.
All right,
Jim.
Dr. Phoenix.
OxyContin.
So just to be clear, you're blaming numerous deaths in your town on just one medication?
Yes, sir. I am.
And are you the individual that prescribed this medication?
Yes, sir. I did.
Yeah. So what's going on there?
So a lot of laughs, obviously.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
It's really good. I don't know what else to say about it.
Did Purdue know it was addictive?
Well, I mean, there's currently a lawsuit going on right now that, and it's in flux for a minute, and I can't quite get into that. But if you ask me, of course they did. Yeah, they did.
They told doctors it wasn't, right?
Yes, they basically sold it by saying it's not, and technically they probably worded things in a way where you could say, well, they didn't really say this, they didn't really say that. But yes, they knew, and that was the idea. They knew it could be the like a gold mine. They were already, you know, billionaires, but they knew this was a gold mine. This was a game changer for them.
And even though there have been judgments against them, it's a drop in the bucket of the money they made again.
Yes,
on this
nothing,
drug.
Nothing. Right, correct. And so now, if I'm not mistaken, so don't hold me to this, but don't also hold me to the tattoo on Mike Pence's back. But I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure that's mm-hmm. it. Anyway, the verdict was, we'll settle if we are immune from any other lawsuits in this area, and it looked like that was going to happen. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure. I think it got to a certain level, and a judge said, "Yeah, maybe not. Wait a minute, that might not be true."
That sounds like too sweet of a deal.
Yeah, that sounds like too sweet of a deal. And nonetheless, they won't. The damage done won't be much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Compared
to the damage that they did with their drug.
And it's exponential. You know, that kind of stuff is, I've a personal, you know, relationship to it. You probably know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Mm-hmm.
Unless
have you ever had any of the OxyContin products prescribed to you?
I don't really take stuff. I kind of ride it out if I have an operation or something. Mm-hmm. Not I'll take like a lot of like heavy Advil or whatever, but I don't like I get really depressed frankly if I take on those things. So I don't do them. I can't do it. But they hand out like candy. But we're specifically talking now about Purdue Pharma, Sacklers, and this region in this story. But it really represents, you know, it's the micro of the macro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know, like when I did Clean It Sober, you kind of what I really realized is, first of all, it's a disease. You know, to look down upon people who are addicted to anything, it's a disease. Hopefully we all know that by now. But what I learned in Clean and Sober was I just kind of got lucky, I think. I just didn't either get that gene or somewhere in my head something clicked at the right time. And because I was around, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff, you know, and mm-hmm. a lot of stuff. And so for whatever reason, you and I go, okay, dodge that one, you
yes.
know.
Yeah.
But we're fortunate, really.
Right, there before the grace of God.
Yeah, there before the grace of God. Yeah,
thanks, and St. Francis.
St. Francis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Michael, thank you so much for being here.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. While we're off for our winter break, we'll be dropping exclusive interviews with the biggest stars and your favorite Colbert classics. We'll be back in the new year with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.